sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is meeting at the White House with NATO's Secretary General, who has brought with him a European peace plan for Ukraine. Ahead of the meeting, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent indicated President Trump is ready to ratchet up the pressure.
A substantial pickup in Russia's sanctions.
Those sanctions, we're just learning, will target Russia's energy sector. All of this just a day after President Trump said he wouldn't be meeting with Vladimir Putin. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
Trump said that he didn't want to have a waste of time, and Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said that they didn't want to waste their time either, and he pushed back against Trump's call for an immediate freeze of fighting on the front lines. And it is this call for an immediate ceasefire. Lavrov said that this approach is basically the complete opposite of what Presidents Trump and Putin agreed upon in Anchorage.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military has taken out another alleged drug boat, this time in the Central Pacific off Colombia. Military analyst Jeff McCausland says it's another encounter the Coast Guard was previously tasked with.
They found stopping them very useful because they said that was enormously advantageous from an intelligence standpoint, that we capture the vessel. Perhaps there were cell phones. Perhaps there was a laptop. Perhaps we could interrogate those who were making the transfer, who are hardly high up in these cartels and are nothing more than sort of an Uber driver.
Opening statements began today in the trial of Sean Grayson, an Illinois sheriff's deputy on trial for shooting a black woman, Sonia Massey, who had called 911 for help. CBS's Charlie DeMar is covering.
Attorneys for the state told the jury they should find Grayson guilty of murder because he shot and killed Massey after she was the one who called 911 to report a prowler outside her home and that she posed no threat to Grayson. Body camera video shows Massey near a pot of boiling hot water. Attorneys representing Grayson argued that the former Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy feared for his life.
Loyalty programs have long been popular with airlines, and now a rideshare company is giving it a trial run, as Jason Brooks reports.
Lyft announced it's testing a new loyalty program called Lyft Cash Rewards, which offers riders up to 5% cash back on future rides if they sign up to auto-load their Lyft wallet. Uber also offers the option to preload funds for future rides, but it does not offer rewards or incentives like Lyft, which on top of the 5% off reward, Lyft says other program perks include relaxed cancellation fees and free upgrades.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished lower. The Dow Jones Industrials off 334 points. The Nasdaq off 213. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. The proposed Racine City budget for 2026 keeps all services and jobs intact, Mayor Mason says. Key plans include tearing down the old McMinn parking ramp, adding audio crossing signals, and installing speed bumps downtown. Budget reviews are ongoing, and you can watch the mayor's speech on the city's YouTube page. A hearing is set for tomorrow to discuss reports of sexual misconduct by school staff in Wisconsin. State Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie is leading the session. She's invited the state superintendent to explain why many cases were hidden. Nedweski plans new laws to criminalize grooming and tighten rules for educators. The Department of Public Instruction superintendent disputed the report's accuracy and asked for a retraction. Racine police arrested 17-year-old Zatavian Harrington after shooting near the Tyler Domer Community Center last week. Harrington is charged with reckless endangerment and illegal firearm possession, but not connected to three other shootings nearby. Officers found him hiding with the gun after tracking reports. The new Connaughton Courts at Lincoln Park are open in Kenosha. It features three full-size basketball courts and a special fenced half court for players with mobility challenges. The project was supported by the city and the Pat Connaughton Foundation. The Live Lead Safe program in Kenosha and Racine helps families and daycare centers remove harmful lead paint. It covers up to 85% of removal costs, focusing on homes with young kids and pregnant women. Officials warn lead is still dangerous and advise careful cleaning and testing children's blood for lead. More information is available on County Health Department websites. Racine Unified has approved a 2-year pilot program to bring virtual reality to Horlick High School. The district spent nearly $200,000 on devices that serve as laptops and immersive learning tools. More details and pictures of the system can be found online at Racine County I. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks begin their 58th season tonight in Milwaukee when they host the Wizards. Their new center, Miles Turner, says they've had a new level of energy preparing for tonight's game.
This past week of practice have been very intentional. I mean, I think it's been really good. Guys are talking up, making noise, just talking back and forth and whatnot. And I think that's how it's supposed to be, especially throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? We're intense in practice, and that makes the games that much easier.
NFL, the Packers at practice for Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Matt LaFleur downplaying the matchup against the Steelers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even know if many of these guys played with him. So, I mean, there's a few guys, but yeah, I think that's just for you guys. I'm going to talk about, just like we do every week, what is our blueprint and what are our keys in order to go to Pittsburgh, which is a damn good football team and a really tough, hostile environment, and try to play our best.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some drizzle or a sprinkle, and a low right around 40. For tomorrow, we're looking at a mostly sunny sky, warmer with a high near 50. And with sunshine for Friday and the weekend, highs warm through the 50s. Right now, it's 48.
Time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1962.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. So let's crank up that time machine and send it back to 1962, a year when men were men and cars were tanks, and the average American diet consisted of meatloaf, jello salad, and whatever the neighbor brought over in a casserole dish shaped like a fish. That year, John Glenn circled the Earth three times, making him the first American astronaut to orbit the planet. The whole country cheered, except Aunt Martha, who said, "Well, that's nice, but can he orbit the yard and trim the hedges?" On the radio in 1962, we were listening to Neil Sedaka and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
Breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true.
1962. It's Anil Sadaka and Breaking Up is Hard to Do on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1962. Incidentally, in the year 2010, Anil Sadaka released Waking Up is Hard to Do. It was a collection of his hits reinterpreted as children's songs. Well, as we mentioned, 1962, John Glenn circled the earth.
5 hours before he is destined to take a giant stride into history, Colonel John H. Glenn Jr. squeezes into his spacesuit. His smiling face belies the 10 postponements of his flight that have kept him grounded.
On the radio in 1962, we were listening to the Isley Brothers and their version of Twist and Shout. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1962.
Shake it up, baby!
It's the Isley Brothers in Twist and Shout on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1962. Now, the Isleys tried to follow that song up with other twist-themed songs, including Twisting with Linda, Let's Twist Again, and Rubber Leg Twist. None of those were successful. Well, here's a wacky but true story from 1962. That was the year a satellite accidentally started World War III. Well, almost. Here's what happened. October 5th, 1962, the world was already a nervous wreck. The Cuban Missile Crisis was brewing. Kennedy and Khrushchev were giving each other the side eye, and every radar operator was on edge. Then suddenly, NORAD's early warning system went haywire. Radar screens showed that dozens of Soviet missiles were supposedly on their way to the U.S. Panic buttons were practically glowing. For a few tense minutes, generals were preparing to launch a counterstrike until someone figured out what actually caused the alert. It wasn't the Soviets at all. It wasn't the missiles. It was the moon. A newly installed radar station in Greenland had picked up the reflection of the moonrise, and the computers interpreted it as a wave of incoming missiles. That's right, in 1962, the moon almost started World War III. After that, you can bet there were some serious meetings about checking your math before launching nukes. On the radio in 1962, we were listening to Elvis Presley and Good Luck Charm. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1962.
Kiss, 'cause I just can't make
1962, it's Elvis Presley and Good Luck Charm on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1962. Now, that song's success led to a legal battle over publishing rights between the writer of the song, Aaron Schroeder, and Elvis's publishing company, Gladys Music. Schroeder maintained the rights to his song, which went against the typical contracts that composers had signed to write for Elvis Presley. The legal dispute effectively ended Schroeder's songwriting for Elvis. Well, what were we watching on the big screen in 1962? The first James Bond movie premiered in 1962, and that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and it's all been brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. And be sure to tune in again tomorrow afternoon for another 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1964.
Today's big deal of the day. Nothing says cozy comfort like the rich, buttery, baked from scratch goodness of Linda's Sugar Bliss. Picture this: warm cookies fresh from the oven, show-stopping cakes, and pastries that'll make your fall gatherings unforgettable. It's pure bakery happiness that's guaranteed to please. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
As the year winds down, your crew deserves a team-building event that's more than just chit-chat in a meeting room. It's always game time at X-Golf Kenosha, the perfect spot for private parties, corporate outings, and fundraisers that actually bring people together. Swing away with state-of-the-art golf simulators, kick back with cold drinks, enjoy great food, and soak in a vibe that keeps the good times rolling, rain or shine. Tee up your next event at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
WRJN.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN, and now a song that was written by Randy Newman. At the time, Randy Newman was best known as the nephew of Academy Award-winning composer Lionel Newman. Of course, Randy has now won two Oscars of his own. In 2002, he won for If I Didn't Have You from Monsters, Inc., and in 2011, he won for We Belong Together from Toy Story 3. He also wrote this one from 1970. It's Three Dog Night and Mama Told Me Not to Come on WRJN.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't wanna see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way that I found out. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to help her, son. That ain't the way to help her,
son. She's a
oh,
keep a telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where you can get the week's biggest stories, local business features, and WRJN updates straight to your inbox. Sign up for the WRJN weekly newsletter now at WRJN.com. Here we go into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Racine's Mayor Mason rolled out the 2026 budget plan this week, and reviews are already underway. The plan keeps all city services and jobs intact with no cuts. A key part of the budget is tearing down the old McMinn parking ramp and replacing it with a safer new parking lot. The city also wants to add audio crossing signals and more speed bumps downtown to make streets safer. To fight unemployment, the city will look at starting a driver training program and hire someone to help connect people with jobs. Budget meetings continue this week, and you can watch the mayor's speech on the city's YouTube page. Racine police arrested a 17-year-old after a chaotic shooting incident last Thursday. Zatavian Harrington allegedly fired a gun near a car with children inside. He was apparently running away from the Tyler Domer Community Center, where three other teens were shot. Harrington is not charged with that incident. Officers tracked him down following reports of other shootings and found him hiding nearby with the weapon. He's charged with several counts of reckless endangerment and illegal firearm possession. If you live in an older Kenosha or Racine home, there's a program that can help pay most of the cost to remove dangerous lead paint. The Live Lead Safe program is aimed at families with young kids, pregnant women, or daycare centers, and can cover up to 85% of abatement work. Officials say lead is still a real threat, so people should clean carefully and get kids tested for lead levels in their blood. More can be found on each county's health department's website. A two-year pilot program bringing virtual reality to Horlick High School has been approved by the Racine Unified Board. The district invested nearly $200,000 on devices that double as laptops and immersive learning tools. Go deeper on the story and see pictures of what the system looks like online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some drizzle or sprinkle, and a low right around 40. For tomorrow, we're looking at a mostly sunny sky, warmer with a high near 50. And with sunshine for Friday and the weekend, highs warm through the 50s. Right now, it's 48.
Should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on,
smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. You're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Dick.
Hey, Kurt. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing pretty well. Dick Graceffa is here, and of course, he does high school football for us. And are we already into the playoffs now this week?
We are. This will be level one of the playoffs. So the first week of the playoffs. And Friday night, we'll have the Kenosha Bradford Red Devils at the Racine Case Eagles, the 5 seed, the Bradford Red Devils versus the 4 seed Case Eagles.
Well, I think you just answered my question. I was going to ask you how they decide which is going to be the home team, and it all has to do with the seeding, right?
It does, and because the Case Eagles are the 4 seed, they get the home game. The winner of this game, unfortunately, will be traveling next week, unless there's a major upset, because they will play the number 1 seed, which I'm assuming will be Muskego. They're playing the 8 seed, Madison West, so I don't see Muskego losing that game. So whichever one of these teams wins Friday night will be traveling next Friday on Halloween night, by the way.
Oh, on Halloween night, sure. All right, so as you said, this Friday night on WRJN, it's Kenosha Bradford at Racine Case, and what can you tell me about the two teams?
Well, both teams are pretty well-balanced. They pass the ball and they run the ball. And for our listeners, if they didn't know this, they played last Friday, the last game, regular season game of the year, and that was at Hammonds Field, too, in Racine, and Case won that game 31-20. So it's going to be interesting to see what changes the Red Devils are going to make this week versus last week to try to come out with a win. And is Case going to do the same thing they've done just about, for most of the year? And that's they run a very well-balanced offense. They pass, but they'll also run the ball. They, you know, like last week, my game, the one team was a predominantly running team and they won the game, but these two teams are pretty balanced, and like I said, Case beat Kenosha Bradford last week in the regular season, last game of the year, 31-20. So I'll be anxious to see what changes the Red Devils make this week to try to defeat the Case Eagles.
Do you have it in front of you? What are their records?
Okay, their records are they are both 7. Case was 7-2 overall. Bradford is 6-3 overall, but Case Eagles, by winning last week, they got second place, and that's why they got the 4 seed instead of the 5 seed. Bradford finished in third place in the conference with 2 losses. The only loss Case had was to Franklin early on in the year. So the Eagles are on a winning streak. I mean, they won, I believe it's 5 in a row now, so see if they can keep it going Friday night.
All right. Well, I don't know these teams like you do, but based on what you just told me, I would give the slight edge to the Case Eagles. Is that the way you look at it too?
I believe Case will win this game. And I would say about by the same score, a touchdown, maybe 10 points.
Okay. So that's Friday night and broadcast details?
6:40 will be our pregame with kickoff right at 7 p.m.
All right. Can I ask you one more thing? Now that we're into the playoffs, tell us about the teams in our area that are in it. You know, off the top of your head, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Oh, that's okay, Kurt. I think I can pretty much answer it.
Okay.
So 6 of our 9 teams made the playoffs. Union Grove, Waterford, Burlington, Racine St. Catharines, Case Eagles, and Racine Lutheran, and the only one to get a 1 seed was the St. Catharines Angels, and based on they only lost the 1 game, and also it did not hurt that they're the defending Division IV state champion, so they're a 1 seed, and they're the only one to get a 1 seed. Racine Lutheran was a 3 seed, so they might get a second home game, but the majority of them will, if they win their games Friday night, we'll be traveling next week on Halloween.
Well, I got to tell you, even though you're on the phone with me now, I can still see you smiling because I know you love this time of year.
Time of the year.
I know
you do. Hopefully we'll get a team to Camp Randall when it's all said and done.
All right. High school football this Friday night. Kenosha Bradford at Racine Case, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Dick, have a good call.
Thanks, Kurt. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. There he is, Dick Graceffa. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
I'm not afraid to season. But when love runs high in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you
your daddy.
Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Rich like me, has he taken,
any time, to show,
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. We are your home for Green Bay Packer football. We got another one for you Sunday night. It's the Packers and the Steelers.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we all love our Green Bay Packers. They traveled to Pittsburgh to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. That sounds weird, doesn't it? Should be a pretty good matchup, and we've got it for you this Sunday night, 7:25, the kickoff, pregame at 5 o'clock, and Green Bay Packer football is brought to you in part by Anton Painting, by Jeff Constanzo LLC Home Improvement, and by Vessel Services. See the full schedule online at WRJN.com, and go Pack!
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. Build walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Every day and every night.
every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying?
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Trump administration is ratcheting up the pressure on Moscow as President Trump met at the White House with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
He wants to end the bloodshed. He wants to end the killing. And he knows how important this is. And this is a big deal for him, for all of us. So his leadership here is crucial.
Aaron Navarro on the administration's new economic pressure.
The Treasury Department announced direct sanctions on Russia's largest oil companies. They said that this was due to, quote, a lack of serious commitment to a peace process to end the war in Ukraine. This comes the same week that we saw that potential Budapest summit between President Trump and Russian President Putin seem to fall apart.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the military's taken out another alleged drug boat, this time in the Central Pacific off Colombia. President Trump just moments ago.
I wouldn't want to be in one of those boats heading away. You know, they're driving happily to destroy the lives of people and they end up, that's the end of them.
Congressman Adam Smith is among the lawmakers demanding more answers about these attacks. There have been at least eight now.
We can't have the United States military using lethal force, killing dozens of people, and not even be clear why or what it is that it's supposed to accomplish. That is bad policy, and also it is arguably illegal and against the U.S. Constitution.
CBS News has learned the Dominican Republic has granted permission to the U.S. military to use airports there for operations relating to the counter-narcotics flights. A federal judge has indefinitely extended a block on a National Guard deployment